Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, I'm with Dominic Cortez of Cortez Construction Services. Now, it seems that during times of bad weather, snowstorms, and lightning storms, we see increased marketing for backup generators. Having a home generator, how well has it worked for you, and has it saved you in times of distress?
You know, getting a generator seems to equate to bringing the umbrella to an event in case of rain, and you almost hope you don't have to use it. But it's good to have it for the security of knowing it's in place, because it doesn't require you to do anything, because it automatically will turn on should there be a power outage. It's particularly important to think about the need for a generator when you might have a stockpile of frozen food that you want to make sure you protect. You may be on a CPAP device that you need to have electricity to power so that you can have a restful night. Having that security is really the essence of why you'd want to have a permanent standby generator. Coupled in with that is, if you live in an area that's prone to power outage, which is why I ended up getting one. For whatever reason, our power is underground in Clarence, but the outages were occurring on a regular basis, and a generator made sense for us for that reason.
So I know you were talking to me about the difference in generators and the transition to the backup home generators. Tell me a little bit about that, and of course the pros and cons that come with that.
So if you're considering a permanent standby generator and you've been dealing with a portable generator, you will be appreciative of the difference between the two. A portable generator requires that you move it into place and that you fill it with gasoline and that you start it like a lawnmower, and then you run extension cords off of it to power the items you want to run. A permanent standby generator works differently. It's permanently in place, it switches on in a power outage, it's connected directly to your electrical panel, so there are no cords to run, and there's no hazard of possible contamination from carbon monoxide.
How much do these generators typically run you, and is it worth it for, and what would make it worth it for someone to invest in those generators?
So the price will depend on its size. The size will depend on the need you'd like to place upon the generator to power as much of your house that you would like. For example, you could buy a generator probably in the $7,000 to $8,000 range that does not do your whole house. And then you could go up from there to maybe $10,000 range, and every circuit in the house would be operated by the generator.
So would you consider buying a generator? Who would be considered buying a generator, those high-end generators? Who would you recommend those to? And would it be viable for homeowners to go with a smaller, more affordable option?
Again, based on what you determine to be your needs, if it's simply to keep food fresh, to have a couple electrical outlets on the ready, again, assuming you might have a medical need to run a CPAP device, this would be how I would make the decision as to how big of a generator. If you're working from home and you have to rely on the technology to be in place, and the electrical power to be in place, then a full-scale generator may be more appropriate for you. So really, it is kind of an a la carte decision based on personal needs.
Are there anything people should know about generators for those who haven't used one in a while or are looking to buy it?
Keep in mind when you're purchasing a generator that you want to do your research on the brand, because you will find that you will get what you pay for. There are cheaper brands and they're less reliable. I had it happen to me with an unnamed brand that ended up seizing up on me because the oil cap came loose and all the oil spewed out while it was running. I was in the shower when this happened, and I was appreciative of the hot water, only to start to see the generator turn off and start to see the hot water turn to cold. So buying a good generator and the brand and substantiating that with verification of references on the brand would be something I'd recommend.
Anything else to add that I've left out?
Another piece of responsibility when you have a permanent standby generator is to be aware of the fact that it does not need regular maintenance, but it does need annual maintenance. Annual maintenance in the form of an oil change. The permanent standby generator will power on a regular cycle, usually once a week, and will run for about 20 minutes to a half an hour in a test phase. So that's essential so that it's on the ready for if and when you need it. So the oil that runs through it has to be changed just like the oil in your car has to be changed on a regular schedule. You have to be mindful of that as a piece of responsibility if you do have a permanent standby generator.
So just annual maintenance.
Annual maintenance.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.